Today said we do two shiurim, one hakdama to Tisha B'Av, and one shiur on Parshas Veschanan, which is the weekly Parshas Shavuot. The Torah tells us in Parshas Maaseh, "Visavisam lachem legvul keima mechatzar inon shfama." So it's the Pesukim and Maaseh are discussing the Gvulos of Eretz Yisrael. And it's telling you where the Gvulos are. And a lot of times the Torah uses the Lashon Tisou. It means you turn. You go from this and then you make a turn, etc. So Visavisam Lachem, Rashi explains, is the same Lashon of Nataya, of Tisol. However, the Lashon Vizavisem has the shorash of the word Taiva. Taiva, which means desire. The Sefer Tifer Shlomo, on page 4, Tifer Shlomo of Radomsk, one of the Chashiva Chassidish Sfarim, writes, "Visavisam lechem gvul keima, perish loshon taiva, hakosu meramez lanu, ki ingzamza hu tova la'odam, sheishlo akolponim taiva lechaz b'derach ha'yosher, b'tzapel la'gula, sheh b'zman korav, k'mosh hakosu tzion dorish eilo, mechlal deboi drisha, sheodam tzorach lidro shulavakesh ala gula." Which means that there is a chiyuv that a person should be mitzapeh le'Yeshua, mitzapeh for the Gula. In fact, we know the famous Gemara in Masechta Shabbos, where the Gemara in Masechta Shabbos, page 11, tells us that there are six questions we're going to be asked, you know, at our final din in Shemayim. We're going to be asked six things. Amar Reish Lakish, Mayim Dichsiv, Faya Amudah Sikhtecha Chosu Shuos Lech Vadaz. So the Gemara says like this, Amar Rava, Meshah, third line, Meshah Shem Achnisim, third wide line, Meshah Shem Achnisim, Adam Ladin, Omer Lo, Nosat V'Nasat, Be Amudah. First thing we asked him was, were you honest with your business? Kavati itim la Torah. Did you have time to learn Torah? Asakta b'peri v'rivya. Yosik b'peri v'rivya. Sipisa l'Yeshua. Then pilpalta b'chokma v'ad davar tak davar. The one that we're concerned now is that it's Sipisa l'Yeshua. Were you mitzapeh for the coming of the Mashiach of the Geula? And in fact, if you look on page 10, it's the Sefer of the Smak, the Sefer Mitzvah Skotten, the Meyitzchot Mikubil. And the first mitzvah, he has a list of the Taryag mitzvahs, just like the Rambam and the Smag and every different Rishonim have a list. The first mitzvah he lists is the mitzvah Leida Sha'osu Shamay V'Artul Vado Moshom, the belief in God. The belief in God. That Hashem created the world. That's the first mitzvah. And part of this mitzvah, he says in the third paragraph, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Tzitzichem, B'zeh Tolem, Asher Omru Chachamim, Shesholem La'odam La'acha Misa, the Ace Dino Tzipisul Yeshua. So where is it? Where is this mitzvah of Tzipisul Yeshua? Hechen Ksiv Mitzvah Zu. El Shema Mina B'zeh Tolek Shem Sheyesh Lanu La'amin Shol Tzionu Mi Mitzrayim. Just like there's a mitzvah in Ochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Tzisicha, that we should believe that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. Ha'korchem Ha'achat Shehu Dibur Ha'chikom Ha'kshem Shani Rotsa Shatamidu Bi Shani Yotzei Si Eschem. כך אני רוצה שתאמינו בי שאני השם אלוקיכם ואני עושה מקבי צסכם ולשיחה. So that's the mitzvah. That just like there's a mitzvah that you should believe that I took you out of Mitzrayim, so too there's a mitzvah that you should believe that I'm going to make a kibbutz Golius and bring us back to Eretz Yisrael and bring a Yeshua. And that's part of the mitzvah of Anochi, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. And that's what the Rambam writes in Hilchos Melachim, page 12. The Rambam writes, the third line, Aval kol mi she'eino ma'amin bo, if you don't believe in Melech HaMashiach, or mi she'eino mechakel l'biyoso, lo kishar nevim b'vadu kofer, אלא בתורה ובמשה רבינו, שהתורה היא דלו ושם השם לוקח לשבותך ויחמך ושם כי ביצך. אבל if you don't believe in the coming of Mashiach, then you're not only a kofer in the other Nevi'im, you're a kofer in the Torah, because the Torah speaks about kibbutz Golius. The Torah speaks about kibbutz Golius. And the fact that Brisker Rav, Rav Elva, here on page 13, is from the Sefer Mishmer HaLevim. Mishmer HaLevim were three Schulzinger brothers. Rav Moshe Mordechai Schulzinger is a very famous Rav in Bnei Brak. He wrote many Svarim. Mishmer HaLevi, it's called. But when he writes the Svarim together with his other brothers, then he calls it Mishmer HaLevim. So he says that Rav Elville said, Baruch Hashem Asher Nosom where the arrows, where the rainos are, some more let's talk of our olam, Rabban Shalom, Hagor V'chosim, Mibris, Maran Riz, Shaya Chose, V'shanu, Mavir, U'mazbir, U'manhir, Ikeze, Shal Bias HaMashiach, Shal Chiv, V'chakas, V'yosim, Chol Yom, Chol Yom. Vayam Mavar, V'ze, Sanusach, Chol Yom, we say, Ani Mamin, Be'amun HaShleim, V'bias HaMashiach, V'afu Pish, Yismameya, Nim Chol Zeh, Achakar, Lo, B'chol Yom, Shal Yom. So the Pshad is, El Kadon, Amun, Chol Ma, Shal Tzorich, Lo, Amin. Whereas it's a mitzvah every day, that every day we have to be mitzapel Yeshua. It's not only that we believe Mashiach is going to eventually come. No, that's not enough. The mitzvah is that we should believe every day. We should be mitzapel that his coming every single day. And it's quoted in the Sefer Semach David. He writes that that's pshat. We say, we'll talk about it later. And we say in the Shemona Esrei, Ki v'yishuvascha kivina kol hayom. So there's a mitzvah of tzipiso Yeshua, which the Smach says is a mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Anochi Hashem Elokecha. But the idea is, Rav Osai, that not only it's a mitzvah, but the etzem fact that a person's mitzapel Yeshua, that hastens the Bias HaMashiach. So that's what the Teferet, going back to the Teferet Shlomo on page 4. Visavisam lachem means that you should have a tshuka to return to Eretz Yisrael. And he writes that we know in this week's parsha the Bnei Yosef were complaining that if the tribes will intermingle with each other, then it'll come out that the land that's for this Shevet will be going over to the other Shevet. Right? So Hashem says, yeah, came Bnei Yosef Dover. That they're right. And therefore, there was a mitzvah made that you shouldn't intermarry into the other tribes. You should marry within your tribe. So he says, so the Teferet Shlomo says like this, that just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is makpid, at least for that door, then it changed, whatever, but in that door it was makpid that each tribe should have its own karka. So Kal V'chomer, if Eretz Yisrael is in the hands of Goyim, so Kal V'chomer, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that Eretz Yisrael should be back in the hands of Kal Yisrael. So he says that that's the mitzvah, that we have to be mitzapel Yeshua, that in essence will hasten the geula. And the pasuk says in Eicha, page 15, Tov Hashem l'kovav l'nefesh tidrushenu. Or on page 14, the pasuk in Yeshaya, Bambar b'yomuhu hine elokeinu ze kivinu lo v'yoshienu. Ze Hashem kivinu lo l'gilu v'nispecha b'yishua so. So the Yalkut Shimoni writes on page 16, Zesha Omar Vamar Bayom Huine Ken Zekivino Oshienu Ain Bigad Yisrael El Hakivoy Kedai Hain Ligula Bishar Hakivoy Hain Omer Tov Hashem Lakovov, etc. That the Kivoy means the anticipation, the actual, the Mitzapeh, if that's Chus alone, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says he'll bring the Gula. And the Sefer Tzemach David explains that that's what we say in Shmona Esrei. Look at the bottom paragraph on the right side on page 18. Zeh nira kavanos mashik tiknu b'Shmona Esrei es Tzemach David avdechon meirat zatzmiach v'kairo torum b'shuasecha ki v'shuoscha ki v'inu kol hayom z'kosha man asin estamu ki v'shuoscha ki v'inu kol hayom. What do you say that? That it's like, you don't say, you know, Rifa'enu, you should give us a refuah because we're asking for a refuah. We don't say in all the brachas, give us das because we're asking for das. We don't say that in all the other brachas. We ask for a particular bash kasha. Here we're saying, and then we should listen to us because ki nishuasa. It's the only bracha we're saying. Then listen to us because we're asking for it. What's the pshat? Because davka, this mitzvah of tzipisul Yeshua is not only a mitzvah, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm only going to listen to do it if you're a mevakish. In other words, I want, and that's what Tiferes Shlomo says, that's why the Beis HaMikdash is called, he writes this on page 6, L'dvir be'secha, because the pasuk says l'shichno sidrushu uvasal shama. That Hashem wants that we should what? We should ask for it. So the asking is not only a mitzvah, but it hastens the geula. There's a famous chazal I'm sure you're all familiar with in Maseches Tainus on page 19 on Lamed Amud Beis, page 19. Mikan amru kol ha'misabel al Yishalayim. Zocha v'roa b'simchasa. Mishan eino misabel Yisholayim, eino roa b'simchasa. So what's the pshat? Kol misabel al Yisholayim, zocha v'roa b'simchasa. So take a look in the Maral, on page 21. Tikomar, kol misabel al Yisholayim, zocha v'roa b'nechamasa. V'amarnu kol shachosir, hu shemishavel mekabel havaya. Whereas if something is bishlemus, so you don't have to be mashlim it, it's bisholim. If you have a full cup of water, you don't have to put more water in it. But if the cup is not full, you have to put more water. So if you're misabel Yerushalayim, what you're saying is that I hold that we're missing something. By the fact that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, we don't have Yerushalayim b'Bidyanam. But if you're not Misabel, then you're saying, I'm happy, I'm okay, I'm not missing anything. Everything is Olam Kimin Hagoho. No, everything is fine. So that's what the Maral says. If a person holds that he's Chaser, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Mashlim b'Chisara. If you don't hold your Chaser, then there's nothing to be mashlim. So that's what it means. HaMisabel Yishalayim, you're showing that you hold that there's something lacking. So then, you'll be zocha to see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be mashlim it. But if you're not, If you're not, what, Misabel, then Lashitoscha, it's full. You're okay. Then you're not going to be Zocha to see the Nechama. There's also a beer in the Chasam Sofer, in the Drushas on page 24. What does it mean? Zocha Varoa. So look at page 24. The top line on the left side. Amru Chazal, call a Mas Abel al Shalayim, Zocha Varoa, Benechamasa, or Besimchasa. Lo Omar Beloshin Osi, Diske Vira, Benechamasa. The Indian, the Hine Chacham and Higidu, the Tishab of Ikri Moed, Reino Mimbo Tachana. Hello, Yipole, Lama Yikri Moed? Why is it a Moed? You don't say Tachana? It's the saddest day of the year. Why is it a Moed? Oh, so the Chasam Sofer says a beautiful idea. He says, the Indian, Kinis Bonin, Echai Chazosh is a Karav Alpaim Shana. Shachachtu kol tuv b'vaseinu rabam v'dayin lo nishkach v'dayin af apeinu yizlu mayim v'ashe lo yura kein l'chol uma v'ashe she nevdu b'toch hakol shachu tuv v'asam. In other words, we're still crying. We're still misabel. 1,000 years later, we're still misabel. So he says, Inyan, yizev nechama gedol she'ein mekabim tavchumim alachai. In other words, if something is mace, it's dead. So it's a HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the Teva that after a while a person should forget a little bit. It shouldn't be because the person was mace, so it's Nachmei Hashem that it was mace, so it's not coming back, at least in this form in this world. So Hashem makes a piteva that a person should forget. But a chai, if the person's really alive, then he's not mis. So there's not going to be shikcha. So all the other umos, they lost their whatever they were. It's all gone. So there's no. The shikha already. For Bnei Yisrael, we hold that Yerushalayim and the Beis Hamikdash is not begeder meis; it's begeder chai, and that's why there's no shikha even 1,000 years later. 1,000 years later, there's no shikha because it's still alive; it just has to come out. So that's pshat. Kol ha-misabel al Yerushalayim. If you misabel, you show that Yerushalayim is not a mace, but if it was a mace, it would have been nishkach many years ago. So that's why what? Lashon Hoveh, Zocha V'Roeh. That the fact that we're Misabel, it shows, after so many years, and we're still Misabel, it shows that it's still alive. It's still ready to, and we just have to be Zocha to have it come to fruition. But it's not like a mace, that a mace would have been Nishkach many years ago. There's a famous Gemara which quotes the pasuk in Yirmiyahu on page 25. Ki ala aruchalach umim kosayich erpa'ech, says Hashem is going to heal you. Yom Hashem. Ki yidacha karulach tziyom hi dorish eilo. Tziyom hi Dorishayim means no one is asking about Eretz Yisrael. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a famous drasha. Tzion hi Dorish Eila, the Navi's complaining. That's Mashma Bechlal the boy drisha. That you're supposed to ask. You're supposed to think about Eretz Yisrael and the Churban. That's what the Gemara says in Sukkah here, in Memal, page 26. Menola davdina zechel amikdash amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai.
Kela
that you're supposed to do things to remember the Beis HaMikdash. And as the Svar write, the Tefer Shlomo, that's why it's called Devir Beisecha, because Hashem wants Dibur to bring it back. He wants us to be Dorish. He wants us to be Dorish and ask for it. And take a look at the Tefer Shlomo, page 6, where the arrow is. L'shichno sidrishom, v'shkosu David HaMelech, sh'esor me'asma al-bidin beis ha-mikdash v'yetel lo Hashem, Hashem zed nikra dvir beisech, l'oshem dibur, sh'tzorach levakesh v'Hashem yisbarach alav, l'ibonos b'mheira, v'chol ha-masabal al-chor ben Yishalayim, zocha v'rab b'nei ha-masa. Dvir beisecha. So what did Rabbi Yochanan and Mezakeh do? Mishnah says, "Barishona hayalul of nital b'mikdash shiva u'mebedina yomecha." Mishacharav beis hamikdash hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai shalul of nital b'mebedina shiva zechel hamikdash. That we know the mitzvah of dal minim in the mikdash was all 7 days. Midaraisa smachtam lefnei Hashem lekechem shivas yomim. But outside the mikdash, it's only lakachtam lachem b'yom harishon. So how come we take all 7? That's takanas of Yochanan and Zakkai, that he made a takana zeichel lemikdash. That we should take the dalmin in all 7 days. And he quotes this pasuk in Yirmiyahu, that siyad he darish elam chlal debay drisha, that we should do something to show that we're remembering Eretz Yisrael. But then the Mishnah says another thing. Yom HaNeif kulo asa. That he made another takana. You know, Yom HaNeif is the second day of Pesach. So the second day of Pesach was the day of the Korban Omer. So usually, when they had a Beis HaMikdash, he brought the Korban Omer, and that permitted you to eat the Chadash. Right? The Korban Omer was matir the Chadash. But there's no Beis HaMikdash, so once the day comes, once the second day comes in the morning, it's mutter. The coming of the day matters the Chadash. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a takana that you shouldn't eat the Chadash in the morning. That the whole Yom HaNeif, the whole second day should be aser, and only eat it after the second day is over. So why did he do this? Because he was afraid that maybe what's going to happen is the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt, and the people, now once it's rebuilt, you have to wait till the Omer. But if people are going to remember, hey, last year we already ate in the morning, they're going to come to eat in the morning now also. They're not going to remember that, hey, last year there was no Beis HaMikdash, that's why it was mutter in the morning. Now we have to wait till the Omer. So therefore there shouldn't be this kilkul. What did he do? He asked it the whole day. So the question is, what do these two takanas have to do one with the other? Why they put, I understand the Masech the Sukkah. So they have the din of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a takana of Dal and Minim. But what is he making, what is it mentioned over here, the takana of Yom HaNeif? So Tosis has this kasha. Tosis says, "Harbe takonas tikin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Elohanach tarti tikin yachad." He made these two takonas together, so they were mentioned together. So the question, so since he made it together, he mentioned it. But Tosis has a kasha. You take a look in Menachos on page 27, where it says the din of Yom HaNeif Kulo Asur. Right, that's the Mishnah there in Menachos and Samaches. So if Yom HaNeif is Kulo Asur, so the question is, why did the Mishnah in Menachos mention the din of Dal Minim? No, whereas in Dal Minim they mentioned Yom HaNeif, but Yom HaNeif they didn't mention Dal Minim. If you say that they're put together, because they were sakim together, so each Mishnah should have mentioned the other takana. That's Tosas Kasha. Tosas Kasha, the Tema and Sukkah. The Menachas Perek Rabbi Shmuel Lo Tani Hanach Dululav Agav Ahud Yom Hanev. The Perek Basu Nosh Hashanah Tani Hanach Tarti. Lo Takana Tuvah the Tikkun. And he doesn't give a teretz. So there's a famous teretz given by the Gera Rebbe, Imre Emes. Take a look on page 28. He says an unbelievable thing. I'll say it outside, then you can see it inside. He says like this. When Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a takana that we should take lulav 7 days, Zechel and Chorber. So Mestoma, the people were a little bit upset. Because if you're already making a takana, that means the Beis Hamikdash is not coming back so quickly. You already have to make a takana, we shouldn't forget. If it's coming back soon, you're not going to make a takana. So then what? They can have Yeish. They can have Yeish from the Geula. So therefore, he made another takana of Yom Hanev. What is Yom Hanev? Yom Hanev is all based on what? Mehira Yibana Hamikdash. So that's to offset the feeling of Yeish that might come to the people from the first takana. So whenever it mentions the takana of Dalminin, you have to mention Yom Hanev also. But Yom Hanev, you don't have to mention Dalminin, because Yom Hanev was put in to counterbalance the Yeish that people could have had from the takana of Dalminin. That's what he says. Look in Rishona, he'll need to be Mikdash Shiva. So that's his point. Oh. So this is the idea I'm going to say. This is the idea that there's a mitzvah vis-a-visim lachem. Alderach HaRemez, Tfer Shlomo says, that we need to have a taiva for the mikdash. Tzipisul Yeshua, the smak says that's part of the mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. And the Maral says that not only what is a mitzvah, but through this mitzvah, this brings the is makar of the geula. Because only if you show that everything is not beseder, will Hashem be memale. Those, if you consider the chisorim, then Hashem says, I'll consider the chisorim, and then I'll bring you the Yeshua. But if you don't consider the chisorim, then if you're fine, I'm fine. And that's what Tisha B'Av is all about. Tisha B'Av is all about to show the Ribbono Shel Olam that we do consider a chisorim. We do consider a chisorim. That we're in Mesabel, that something is missing. And in fact, Rav Yaakov Emden writes a very powerful statement in the Siddur Beis Yaakov, page 29. And he writes, Tan mokam sharoi l'harchim bo hadibur imolei lo hoya ela ovon zeb yadeinu she'ein misabur l'shalai karoi dai l'harach galo seidu. He says, if Klal Yisrael would only have one avera, one chisara, that would not misabel enough on Yushalayim, but the mikdash, that would be enough to be marach the golus. Lo mi boy, all the other averes that Klal Yisrael might have. But this alone, the fact that we're not misabel karoi on Yushalayim is enough to be marach the gula. And then, as Zirx again, we showed this the words of the Shalom. And then I saw it's also the Pella Yoetz. He writes, Mishalah Kodesh, page 30, He says, "Hol v'asu liyadi davarzeh odila shalibi yabor tabi shirari isi b'nei Yisrael bonim batim kimo mivtzere asarim." He says, "People are building huge mansions in the Golos. Osim diras keva b'olam hazeh b'eretz atmeya." Take a look at the second line now, the next page. Zeh nira chas v'shol kehesa chadas kehagu'ula. That if a person gets so entrenched in Golos that he builds these fancy palaces, that's hechsa chadas v'magu'ula. He says, even if you have a lot of money, avi b'tir Hashem lochem ashirus gedolo, v'nu b'otim kefi hechrech tzarcheihim v'lo yoseh. In Golos is a temporary station. If you're going to build these huge mansions and huge palaces, you're showing that you consider this your makom kavua. And that's hesach hadas min ha-gula. It says, b'nu lochem, just kifik torcheichem, and not more. Not more. And that's what the Peleoids also. He says, "Gula ti yalonu b'nheira, heitzor l'amin b'amun shleima." Then ikrei hadas, the achas v'hashela shesholem yom adin, the peace of Yeshua. And then he writes on the sixth and the fifth line, "Chen shalom yivne batim rabim chazakim v'aliyus v'ruvachim siyur v'turi tzitzim b'eretz nochriya. V'mishu nochu libo v'turuch yoshem v'tzabim d'yom v'yomo, k'yor yom ha-shem yikha b'tlachav v'nakum v'nolah l'har Hashem, v'yiv v'dirosh v'dira noa b'eretz atmeya." If you really believe, if you really, b'chol yom ha-chakelo, if you really believe that, then it's tach astira to build these huge things in the Eretz HaTmeya. So that, Rabosai, is the Hakdoba to Tisha B'Av, this Avisim Lachem, that you have to have that taiva for Eretz Yisrael, for the Binyan HaMikdash. You have to show that you're missing. So I remember one of the summers I was in Boston, and Rav Soloveitchik's son-in-law, Dr. Tversky, told the Rebbe, he says, the whole year round, you know, saying, stop it, Mamuat, Baruch Hashem, we're fine, we don't need more, that's apropos. But Tisha B'Av, the 3 weeks, is fakert. If somebody says that everything's beseder, then he's missing the whole point. Because then, just like the Maral said, if you're not misalbel Yishalayim, if you don't hold the tzichisarim, then there's no reason that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should fill. Because l'shitoscha, there's no chisarim. So that's v'savisimchem, and that's the mitzvah of Enochi Hashem Elokecha. Part of that mitzvah is to believe that just like Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, He'll bring us back to Eretz Yisrael. And that is the attitude that we have to go in. It's very hard to relate to Beis HaMikdash. We never saw Beis HaMikdash. But we, Baruch Hashem, this door, we've been in Eretz Yisrael, we see what Eretz Yisrael is about. So we have a beginning, a haschala, of understanding a little bit what it is, Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, Kedushas Yerushalayim, and we're so inspired. And this is Eretz Yerushalayim Bechurbana. This is Bechurban. Tal v'chomer, what must have been Yerushalayim Bebidyana. And that's the attitude that we go into Tisha B'Av, Alkov Chol HaMasabel Yerushalayim Zocher Ora Yisub Chasim. Okay, we'll have just a little bit of break and then we'll have the parts of just comment.